Hey everyone, this is Coach Sagasta, Desert Star Academy Spartan 3000 podcast, and you're listening to us live on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, and wherever else you can find a podcast. Let's get going.
Today we're talking about judgment or fear.
With mental illness.
Yeah. So, some people are afraid of speaking up about their issues or mental health because they're afraid of being judged, whether that's by their friends, their peers, their family,
classmates,
their parents,
pretty much anybody.
Yeah.
So, how do we, you know, as being a special guest, I have to ask, like, what are some ways that you can do that? I mean, because let's face it, opinions are like everywhere. And I think about 6 years ago, I started telling students or sharing with students and expressing to students that opinions are like armpits. Everyone has them, and they what?
Sweat.
They smell, right? They sweat, they stink. So that's the way I started looking at it. Like, yeah, everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a perspective. And like today we're living in this I guess, new normal, I guess, to some degree. We're trying to get back to where we were at. But I know that it's like really, I guess it's really changed the way we think and we look at people. And we're so judgmental as human beings. So being able to get to a point where you just say, that's just your own perspective, that's your own opinion. Unless it's coming from somebody that's actually doing something or is really somebody that you can go, oh, wow, you know, that's, I really admire this person's input, you know. Kind of like when we do our podcast, we always look for positive criticism, you know, not the negative stuff, not the and but like, so we try to remove some of those things, but in the process it takes time to get to that mastery. So judgment in what I see today is judgment is like everywhere. And as I said, if we can cut to a point where we master the skill of removing public opinion, unless it's something that's going to really change not just me as a person or I guess my vision for the next 5 years, then why am I accepting it? Does that make sense? A wise man told me, he said, when somebody accepts somebody else's opinion, they now become your master. And I was like, whoa, that was deep. And I was like, and then he followed up, he says, what I mean by that is they own you. Because when somebody says you're ugly, you now have just accepted that. And I was just like, dang, I never thought about that. And then when he said, you know, if somebody tells you, because I used to get called this because I used to stutter a lot and I had a speech epitome, is you're stupid. You're stupid. God, you're stupid. And that really affected me. But I know that in time, because of training, because of right coaches and mentorship, all that did was just catapult me toward wanting to better myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I look at those guys and go, now I can, if I were to see them face to face, it'd be like, look at me now. You have no idea the impact that you made on my life. Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's a different way of looking at it, and they don't own me. I guess that's the bottom line. As getting to the point where we can say, you don't own me. Just because you have an opinion doesn't mean it has to be my reality.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's cool. That's a good way of looking at it.
I have something to add on to that. Most people don't realize that negative judgment can lead to like
more
you being more confident
issues.
Yeah, because you can realize that they're wrong and that's just,
or sometimes it just makes you more depressed and it gives you more issues.
Yeah, it can be different for everyone though. And even if that does happen, maybe in the future, like Mr. Sagasta said, it can make them want to better themselves and it can make them look back on that like, whoa, I've changed a lot.
Yeah, and sometimes when you try to talk to your, like, friends or family, they just, like, shut you down and tell you that you're trying to get attention or you're just faking it or it's not what you think it is. You just need to get over it.
Yeah, and that is negative judgment, which is not helpful at all.
Yeah.
And that can just make it worse for anyone.
And that can make it a lot more worse, and sometimes it just makes you feel even worse about yourself. And it can make you have more problems than what you already had. Or
some people don't care about judgment, though. Like, if someone said that to them, they would not care. Because I personally, I used to care when people judged me or like thought everyone was judging me, but now I don't really care what other people think. As long as you like know what they're saying is wrong and that some people think otherwise, then you don't have to think about what they say.
Yeah, but if you like, if you can't talk to people, there's some ways to cope are like meditation, yoga, exercise.
Or just do something that you enjoy,
yeah,
you know, relaxes you.
Carve out some time to have your own, like, little spa day or something. Or, I don't know.
Art.
Yeah.
Cooking, you know, it's therapeutic. So, I mean, what Daphne is saying is, like, there are some different therapeutic ways to overcome some of these mental, concerns, or
yeah.
Another way of putting that is like these diseases that affected a lot of people. So I think that, and I really believe from experience and from my education, is finding methods and tools to eradicate or destroy those negative voices that are causing us to go into depression or causing us to accept, you know, somebody else's opinion of us. I like what was that movie I quoted the other day.
Luca.
What did he say? It was
Silencio Bruno.
Silencio Bruno. So I said that when Thursday, no,
yeah.
Friday. Friday I was driving home. Yeah, it was Thursday. I'm sorry, it was Thursday because we got home from a football game, and I was aggravated because we didn't win, and I was aggravated at myself because I didn't push the kids more than I really wanted to. And I know that it's a gradual time, but I was in my mind telling myself, you're not that good, you could have done better. And I was just like, okay. And I literally said that out loud to myself. Nobody else was in the car, it was just me. It just felt like a glorified moment, you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like, it was just an aha moment for me, because I was like, it reminded me of my class, but I also used it in my own life driving home. There are so many different methods of using tools like that self-talk, meditational moments. We used to have meditational moments here on Mondays during lunchtime with Mrs. Robin next door. And that was cool because we had like 5-6 scholars that would come and they'd bring their yoga mats. And she would set on like this cool little like 5 to 10 minute little mindful meditation. And so we just started calling it Motivational Mondays or Mindful Mondays. That's what it was called, Mindful Mondays. It was awesome, so we just did that.
Why did you guys get rid of those?
Because we haven't had a teacher that wanted to do it. I mean, I'd be willing to do it again if we can get some scholars. You know what?
I'll do it.
We should actually do a, what do you call
podcast?
It?
Podcast?
No, a, what do you call it? A, when you get like a number of students and say they want to do it.
A vote?
A vote, yeah.
Or like a
if
petition?
There's a scholars that, yeah, if there's scholars that want to do it, that'd be awesome. I would definitely be able to
help scholars at the school with mental issues and stuff.
Yeah. No, I like it. I think it's great, Devin. That's a good idea. Definitely commend you on that.
Or maybe even something like an art day where you paint how you're feeling.
Ah.
Or you can write about it.
Now we're going somewhere. I love it. See? Yeah, now we're getting somewhere. I love it. That's
and only
idea.
You would understand what you're painting or writing.
Exactly. Exactly. I like that. It's a great idea. Very great idea. Maybe even on Fridays. Maybe we might. I'm going to have to ask now if we can do something like that. I'm stoked. I am. I'm excited. Like, my mind is, like, working overtime right now because I'm thinking all these different ideas. This is cool. This is really cool.
Yeah, so I guess we just found out a new way to help this school. Maybe even help the other
schools.
Scholars.
Yes.
Or even teachers.
Yep, even teachers. What if some teachers want to come? Just like decompress, chill out. Like have fire, like a fire background, a fireplace on both TVs, and like some cool music just going on in the background, and just chill for a minute, decompress. That'd be awesome. I love it.
My mom knows how to.
She sure does.
She teaches breath work and meditation.
Tell her to come over, give us a couple of lessons on Fridays. What? That'd
maybe,
be sick.
Maybe she could teach like some kids how to do breath work.
I love
that
it.
That is so. Breath work is another good way to.
Yeah, I started that. So it's funny you bring that up because.
Actually.
10 years ago, I learned it from Tony Robbins, a good coach, a good mentor, and I joined his class, and that was one of the things he says, you have to get down to the point where you're able to ground yourself. And so grounding was by breathing. And so for a whole minute, you just... And you just breathe, and then finally at the very end, you just... And then you hold it. And then you just escalate. You literally suck in as far as you possibly can, every little single ounce that you possibly can of your oxygen, and just the clarity that you have. It made a lot of sense. So I started doing that, and it works. It's even today, if I get stressed or feel depressed in any shape or form, I just start busting out and breathing. It's just technique. It's a wonderful technique. Well, like I said,
yeah,
going to the bathroom and just decompressing and just getting back into where I need to be, because life can be so, as I said earlier, that boiling water. And I don't want to be the carrot, because I don't want to be soft. I don't want to be a hard egg and be so negative and hate the whole world and environment. So I'd rather be the coffee bean and change the environment. So that's good. So what else? What else could a student do? Well, you know, that it's going through something besides talking to somebody or going to therapy or doing yoga.
You could, you can always just go for a walk or go running.
Excuse me.
Like I was saying earlier, you could write about it and then no one else would see that unless you showed it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes sharing isn't helpful.
True.
Sometimes you just need to keep it to yourself.
Because we know that the world is going to be very judgmental. What about finding the right people that you can confide in? I mean, to me, that's been like the biggest antidote for me, like the biggest medicine, is finding the right people. And you can't just go, you know, to the local coffee shop and say, you know, I'm suffering today. Today just sucked. Let me just tell you about my day. You know, me and my wife got into this argument over food and then over finances. And then my dog's around the street, you know, and I had to go chase it down. I was late for work, you know. You know, so I feel angry. The lady, the barista, would be like, what the heck just happened? Can you imagine her day now? She's like, oh my God. Now she's got to go see somebody. She's like, oh, this guy came in. He's a coach and he just had his wonderful day. And yeah, it'd be crazy.
Yeah, they're getting stressed out by
right?
the emotions because they have no one else to
like
talk
this
to.
Chain reaction, because obviously the person that you told is going to go tell somebody, and that person's
exactly.
going to go tell somebody.
Exactly.
And then they're all going to be stressed out for no reason.
All because of that one person.
I see some people do that, and I'm
they
just
do.
Like,
crazy. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. In fact, my sister told me this weekend, she called to say happy birthday, then she was like, I told her that we were going to go to Chicago in 24 days, for 4 days. And she was like, well, how are you getting there? Are you driving? I go, oh, we're going to fly. And she's like, okay. She was like, well, don't fly Frontier or Spirit. And I was like, why? Because they have like cheap prices. So I'm like, why? She's like, because all kinds of crazy things happen on those planes. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, just Google it. So the whole time I'm talking to her, I Google it. And I was just like, seeing the first video, this guy was getting like duct tape to a chair, and he's like screaming help, and I was like, that blew me away. I was like, OMG, like I have not seen this. The other guy was handcuffed to the back bathroom, like he could not go nowhere. He was chained between his hands and his feet. He couldn't move anywhere. He was so drunk, and he passed out. It was so weird. I'm just like, can you imagine that kind of behavior can ruin the whole flight?
Yeah.
Especially if it's like a 6-7 hour flight, all you hear is this guy screaming in the background, and you're just trying to like tune it out and focus on your flight and just have a good time and read a book or whatever, or listen to an audiobook or watch a movie, and you got this guy screaming in the background.
And there's always that like one random person.
Totally.
There's always that one random person when you're on a plane that's always just doing something stupid, and you just want to scream at them to stop, or you just want to like push them off the plane.
There was one instance. We were coming back from Philadelphia. We went on a family trip, and literally, there was one guy, because we're going to Vegas, we're flying into Vegas, from Philly to Vegas, and you can hear, like, these three guys, they couldn't wait, they're like, woo, Vegas, let's go rip, get this plane going, they're like, you could tell they were toasted already. I was like, oh yeah, these guys aren't going to last long, this is going to be crazy. But going back, you know, just, yeah, one person that can literally trigger, and it's a good book, by the way, but it's the name of it is called Trigger, and somebody can just trigger everybody else to have a bad day. And that's, again, what we have to be very cautious and be prepared for.
And sometimes you don't know what that person's going through, so they also might be doing that to let go.
Yeah.
Or if somebody, like, is bullying, they might be doing that because they have trauma from when they got bullied.
Fact.
Or
yep.
Trauma from their house.
Yep.
Or something.
Yeah.
You
totally.
Don't know.
I agree.
Or sometimes, like, when you get really angry and you can't, and you just explode and yell at your parents or something, and then you feel guilty all day.
Yeah. No, that's good, definitely. I totally agree. I think, you know, again, finding the right positive mental attitude to overcome judgment is going to be very, very effective this year, more than any other time this year, because suicide is tripled. You know, depression has tripled, you know, anger and frustration and parents has tripled. I mean, it's just, everything is literally like supersized me on every level. It's crazy.
Yeah, so do you have one way to cope with mental illness or mental health problems?
Well, I trust my cousin a lot, Riley.
So you can talk to her?
Yeah, and sometimes we relate to each other, so she understands
nice.
Me. And I know she won't ever judge me, because I've known her my whole life.
Yeah.
But some people can't.
Me, I do. I have my students. I have my wife. I have my children. I have a great group of leaders around the world that I can confide to. So that's definitely been a great source for me.
I like to read a lot. I read all the time.
I agree. It's relaxing, and sometimes it just shuts everything around
time,
you around.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Around out.
Yeah.
So.
I forgot to add that. Was reading. Yeah, I love reading. I got to finish these two books before tomorrow, that way I can start my new books.
Okay, so I guess we're just going to end it now.
Awesome. Well, it was awesome spending some time with you guys. I appreciate you guys' invite and look forward to hearing more on this podcast. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.